We are now joined by Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 42 BBR Jason Aldean Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing and the winner of the NASCAR Xfinity Series 6th Annual Visit MyrtleBeach.com 300, along with crew chief Mike Shiplett and Nick Harvey with Chip Ganassi Racing. Tyler, I'll let you finish that drink. We're going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about your first win here.
Well, you know, it was all about execution and having a smart race. And Mike Shiplett obviously did a great job on the box. And, you know, this is obviously the goal we are working towards, winning a race. And it was all about being smart, executing, and not making mistakes. We had plenty of opportunities throughout this race to throw it away, whether it was being too aggressive, passing lap cars, trying to pass for the lead, pass for position on the racetrack, or even coming to pit road or on pit road. So plenty of opportunities to give the race away, and we had a pretty good sizable lead. So it was our race to throw away, and, you know, we played it smart. We were conservative. We were safe, and it got us here to victory lane, and it got us here in the media room. So it was a good night.
Awesome. You and teammate Brennan Poole finished 1-2. What's that mean for Chip Ganassi Racing?
Well, for me, I know that everyone that works really hard in the shop on these Xfinity cars, there's they don't lack any there's no lack of effort. They put in 110% every single day, and it was really cool to be able to come to the first chase race for us and come in here and leave with such a strong performance. The cars were really good all night long. I knew Brennan had some speed. It was just all about getting track position and then being able to manage it. And you know, I think we had a fast enough car to win stage one and two. We just couldn't quite get there. But with a long green flag run, we had opportunity to kind of get things spread out. And then, you know, starting back in eighth on that last restart before that really long green flag run, we had to be smart and just pick the cars off one by one and, you know, not make any mistakes. And it was definitely one of those nights that the car was great. Everyone else did a really good job. And I just didn't mess up too bad. So we were able to park it.
Awesome. And Mike, can you talk to us a little bit about the strategy throughout the entire race for your team?
Well, it all started in practice. Tyler was complaining that the car wouldn't turn right in the center, and we kept telling him, you know, how the race was going to play out and what he needed to do on the long run. Practice during the day, and we race at night. Track conditions change. You know, and I think Tyler really learned a lot from the first race here that he ran back in June. About how to pass cars, not trying to pass them on the outside here. The track's just not ready for that yet. A couple more years, we'll be able to run 2-3 wide around here like we used to. But, you know, he just got that mindset that he was going to pass the cars on the bottom, and that's what we worked on the car to get the strength to carry the speed into the corner and off the corner. And the car really showed today how good it was off the corner. We can get position on somebody and pass them down the straightaway so he didn't have to do anything to get in the second groove to make passes.
And Nick, from your perspective, from a team side, with Tyler winning this race and Brennan coming in second, what's it mean for you as a?
Yeah, it's a dream come true, really, for the team as a whole. We try and run our program as a one group effort. With you know, until the kids are out there in the cars, it's all done as one group. We debrief as a group, we prepare as a group, and I think it's says a lot about how. Mike and Chad did a great job preparing for it. Davin and Caitlin, the engineers, did a superb job working together. And the cars were strong all day, both cars. They both dropped back in the pack a little bit and had to drive through. And the cars were strong enough to do that.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We're going to go ahead and open it up for questions. Just raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you. Kyle?
Kyle Maggio, Performance Motorsports Network. This is for all three of you. Did it ever get to the back of your head with how long that green flag run went that a caution could come out?
Basically about, I'd say 60 to go on, I was expecting a caution, and it just never came. And every lap that went by, I was like, I'd think about it more and more. It's hard not to. And when the laps are winding down like that and you have a good size lead like that, you're just waiting for, you know, for something to go wrong. And it didn't happen tonight. We had good fortune and we put ourselves in great position.
Yeah, the Xfinity guys, if you go back and look about the last 6-7 races, a lot of the races have been green. You know, the guys have been doing, all the drivers have been doing a real good job out there driving. And just trying to keep Tyler paced to the situation of what was going on, how big of a lead, so he didn't have to make bold moves passing some of those lap cars when they were 2 or 3 wide in front of him. Just making sure that he knew he could back up a little bit and take his time to get through there.
All right, we'll come right over here to the front.
Doug Turnbull for PRN. This goes both to Tyler and to Mike. Not being a playoff driver, did that make you more aggressive behind the wheel, or maybe more conscientious of, oh, I don't need to mess this person's day up? And then your cars are set up. There's one driver in the playoffs. There's one night. They're set up in the same pool. So did you set them up any differently for Tyler at all, knowing you could be more aggressive?
Well, to be quite honest, you know, I as a driver, I'm not in the playoffs. But our car and our owner, Chip Ganassi, and the 42 car is. So believe me, we were thinking about points. Well, not a lot, but obviously keeping the back of our head. Hey, we can't have a bad day. We have to be smart. You know, we need if we don't have the best car, we need to try and finish in the top 10. We need to be smart. So coming into this race, we knew what we had. Once we reset in the owner's championship, we were fourth in points. And, you know, we just needed to come into this race and have a good run. But winning the race makes life easier for me going into Dover and makes Kyle's life easier going into Charlotte. Last year he had a lot of pressure on him, and he got put in a position where he almost had to win the race. So gets us through to the next round and takes a lot of pressure off us these next two races from the owner's side for the championship. So, yeah, I'm maybe not the driver, you know, every single race in the you know, competing for the championship, but we've got our own owner's championship to go after.
It doesn't matter which driver is in the 42 car. We come to the race each week planning on winning the race, leading laps, sitting on poles. We just put everything we have in each week going forward.
And you were right. It was a breakfast of champions.
It was. That's true. That's it.
We had breakfast in the same place this morning.
Y'all were sitting in the car there, too. And I was like, I saw the laptop out. So that really worked out.
Yeah.
Awesome. All the way in the back.
Steve Conley, the podium finish. Tyler, finishing second in both the first and second stages, that was the early part of as the sun went down, temperature started to change. What transition did your car go through? Because once we got into that final stage, it seems like nobody had anything for you, and restarts, you just got out and were gone.
Well, to be quite honest, I felt like I didn't feel a huge transition throughout the night, but I just felt like the little bit that we had, our car came to us, and it was tough at times. I think in the first stage, we definitely could have won it. I didn't want to be as aggressive as I guess the 00 was three wide on the top going into turn three, and lost a lot of time there. And there's a couple times even behind the 20 and in the 00 in the second stage where, you know, I could have been more aggressive and maybe gotten the stage win. But I thought we had, you know, a really, really good car all night long. And as the night went on, it – huh?
You only wanted one more spot.
Yeah. Only needed one more spot.
I
just need some track position. One spot. And we were able to get it there on that last run and brought it to the house.
Any additional questions? Up here in the front.
Charlie Hatch, Cincinnati Inquirer. Tyler, first win this year. This is on a lighter note, but after the race ended, you left your checkered flag on the tarmac, and it was about 15 seconds away getting swept up from the cleaning service. Just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, to be quite honest, I was so caught up in the moment, and I put the flag on the car, and once I got back in, I got so tied up with trying to get my helmet back in the car, I forgot the flag was on the roof, and very fortunate someone picked it up and brought it back. That would have been quite a funny story. What happened to the flag from your first win? Well, the sweeper got it, but fortunately, an official got out there and saved it and brought it back to victory lane. But
when you win races, you have people for that.
Chris
Knight, NASCAR Wire Service, catchfence.com. Tyler, Elliott Sadler said before the race that he felt like that the 42 team was the team to beat tonight. What did you guys show, not only last weekend in Chicagoland, but maybe during practice yesterday, that you guys were the car that everybody was going to have to beat tonight?
Well, we just, you know, as we put laps on our tires and cycles on our tires, we just continued to have really good speed. You know, in first practice, I was complaining a little bit to Mike, it won't turn. And even in second practice, a little bit too. But big picture, we were thinking about the race tonight and what we needed for it. And, you know, the car came around and it was great. We just had really good speed. It didn't matter the laps we had on our tires. We were just quick in practice and in the race tonight. And when you have a car like that, it makes life great. And it makes, you know, makes nights like these really, really fun.
Any other questions?
Tyler, did you think the beard had anything to do with it?
What?
Do you think the beard had anything to do with it?
It's Chase Beard. Yeah, I don't know. It may have. I'm not sure. I've had it for quite a while. I've honestly, I thought it was unlucky because I've had this for a while. And about every single race I've had this on my face, we've had either something catch on fire, or I decide to run through the grass, rip the nose off the car, or just have some really unfortunate races. So I guess it's good luck. It may not mean anything. I don't know. But it's probably going to stay the rest of the year at this point. Oh, yeah, coming down here Friday, yeah. Generally, about every single time I've come down here, there's been a wreck on 71 southbound coming from the airport here. And for once, it didn't, and it's like, things are looking good this weekend, for once. So it was nice.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.